Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
To talk about your fur babies, there's a new poll out this morning. They surveyed about 2,000 dog owners, and they revealed the ideal dog walk for you. So if you're getting ready to go walk your puppy Nana, as Katie would say this morning, the best dog walk should last 1 hour and 7 minutes. It should include 16 different sniffing opportunities and feature water for splashing.
OMG, that's how long you have to walk me, too. Really, that's how long my
synonymous
walk is.
They say you should also look for areas that have open fields, woodlands, and parks. Well, that's just like everywhere then.
Yeah.
Like, just say anywhere.
Yeah.
And of course, they said safety is the top priority. They say also that owners would travel up to 7 miles just to find the perfect outing for their pooch.
Aww.
Oh my God.
You know what gets me when people are walking their dog and their dog is clearly trying to smell or sniff or do their business and they're pulling them. And I'm like, do you do that, Jeremy?
That's
do
me,
you not give
little Goldie
Fawn. The time she needs.
Okay, hold up.
What?
Hold up, dog.
Will
in my
just,
defense, that dog stops to pee every 25 seconds. She's one of those.
Okay, there are some dogs like that. I will give you that.
And I guarantee you, if you were to pass me at any point when we're walking our dog, you will hear me yell, I think you're empty. You're empty. You have nothing left. Come on.
What else is there?
There's nothing left. You're blowing air right now. Stop it.
Well, I do get a little judgy when I see that. I'm not going to lie. I do.
What's that?
When
people yank them?
Well,
yeah.
Them,
like, at some point, you're like, I got to get through my walk, dog.
I know the walk's for you, too, but that's why I walk by myself, because this is me.
You've got nothing left. Now, on the heels of that, I will give you this as well. There's a new study out this morning talking about it's now about an average of $4,272 annually to care for your pet.
Oh.
I would imagine that's mostly dogs.
Yeah, dogs and cats.
So over a typical 12-year lifespan, total costs can exceed about $50,000 to raise that animal.
That's way too much money.
It's a lot of cheddar.
You know, and I think the younger generations are seeing that, and they're like, we still like pets, but we don't want to spend all that money. Do you know what the new trend is for the young kids, the Gen Alpha?
It's got to be like an AI animal.
Oh, no. It's probably going to get to that. But we're talking lizards and salamanders and things that are in tanks that aren't as expensive to raise. Like,
probably
I saw this story.
You just got to buy the crickets for them, right?
Exactly. The unofficial mascot of Gen Alpha right now is an endangered salamander called the axolotl. And we've talked about axolotls. Axolotls. They are
axolotl?
A type. Axolotl? Yeah, they're axolotl.
Axolotl.
No waddle.
What is it? Say it again.
Waddle.
Axolotl. Keep that L going.
Axolotl.
No.
I can't say it. What the hell's an axolotl? What is that?
An axolotl.
It sounds like a-hole waddle to me.
Okay.
A-hole waddle.
Google it. You are going to fall in love. Oh, say it's
I can't even say it. How am I going to Google axolotl?
Okay, so it's
A-X-O.
There you go.
I'm not.
It's very well, but you want to. This little lizard has a smile on its face permanently. No wonder why they love him so much.
They're the ones that live in water, right?
I've never heard of a waddle.
And they have their. I bet your daughter has, because the young kids love this little. I want to say lizard. It's not a lizard though. It's a salamander, and he is finding. They're finding their way into everything. So the squishies are all axolotl shapes now. You can see them in Roblox. They're in Lego sets. Axolotls are a big deal.
I almost said a.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah, it's careful with
the
that.
The first word
don't
sounds
do that.
Like a-hole.
It's axo.
But, okay,
axolotl.
So.
I know a couple a-hole
you can
waddles.
Say. Okay, so you can see like a few, like salamander. You can say salamander.
Salamander.
Stop it.
No, salamander.
So Zoe, baby Nana, she has a tiger salamander. So she already has
disease.
This. If you take care of them, it's just
aren't
like
those
any
the
other
lizards
pet.
That you kids were like licking and putting in their mouth and they were getting incredibly sick?
No,
I think it was the salamanders the kids were licking.
Well,
yeah, they give you like a high and poison.
Popular pet salamanders. Like a lot of kids have these, especially the tiger salamanders and again, the axolotls. You say the name is so funny.
Axolotl.
No waddle. Keep that L going, homie. Axolotl.
Axolotl.
Let it there.
Can Can you imagine me walking into a pet store? Hi, I'm looking for an axolotl.
Are you okay, sir?
And they're like, this dude is high.
He used to have a stroke.
This dude pounded a fifth of Jack in the parking lot right now, and he's looking for a salamander
licking
to put in his mouth.
Salamanders, isn't he?
Are you allowed to lick the axolotls? It's like when you slow down a video on TV or something on YouTube.
You should see, like, when you say it too, you raise your head in your mouth.
It's the only way I can do it. I'm a disaster. I'm mad at myself right now. I gotta go take a break. Shout out to Cameron, who texted in and said, a-hole waddle, I'm dying in my car. Jeremy, you made my day. Well, I aim to please, Cameron. Thank you so very much for the very kind text message.
Oh, my goodness.
The amount of people texting in pictures of the axle waddle.
I know.
Right now.
It's a waddle, but.
Thank you. I knew zero about this little animal. Nothing. But you're right. They're smiling.
They're so cute.
Is that just natural? That
yeah.
You just have a natural smile.
They're just happy to be here.
Yeah, that's just the face they make all the time. How cute. And shout
how
out to Shannon, too, texting in her daughter's axolotl onesie, because that made my day. Oh, gosh, that's cute.
Oh, my God. How much are they?
I don't know. It's probably like $50.
Do we know how
the
long
most.
They live?
I
don't know.
40 to 90. The initial tank setup will cost you anywhere from $600 to $1,200.
No. How long do they live?
Oh.
Axolotl lifespan with my fat thumbs is 10 to 15 years in captivity.
Oh, definitely not
long.
Getting one of those.
What
too
do you mean?
Long.
We're hitting 2 years on the hamster right now at the house, and I'm like, wrap it up, dude. Let's wrap it up. I'm tired of cleaning your cage after 2 years.
They're so cute, though. Yeah. Oh, I want an axolotl.
I would like an axolotl, too. All right, we're going to be back in about 3 minutes and 40 seconds. I got a little Ellie Goulding for you. What are we going to be talking about, Katie Kapp?
Oh, we've got some relationship stuff, commiserating breakups and what to do in that situation and whatnot. Yeah.
Real life love stuff.
Real
huh?
life stuff coming
You're used
up.
To that. Like,
yes, I am.
Breaking up and not being with people.
You didn't remind me.
Jeez.
I know. Thanks, Chair.
Stop now.
You're an axolotl.
Now, speaking of Katie Kapp, it's story time with Katie.
Oh, I love it.
Gather around, kids. Crisscross applesauce.
Yay.
It's story time with Miss Katie.
Well, this one starts out a little sad. Well, because here's the thing. Is we all know I went, had a little weekend with Chicago guy not too long ago, and
Whoa.
It did not go well
Whoa,
at
bad.
All. And so I went out to lunch with one of my girlfriends yesterday, Ryan, and we were talking about it. And she was just like, man, when you were telling your story, I was just crying along with you because she went through something recently and she told me her story and I was like, OMG, people suck sometimes. Like people, and I don't want to say just guys, right? Because you guys get it too. Like people in general
Not
can
really,
suck
but,
sometimes, you know? Like, I mean, everybody has a story. It's
not just
men who are doing women wrong. Like it happens both ways.
No, I
you
famously
know?
Had a harsh breakup on the show earlier a couple years
for
ago.
For years, I told the story of I was with a woman for 4 years, and then I found out she was sleeping with the bartender at an Applebee's.
Oh, yeah, people suck.
What?
Like, people suck all
people
around
suck.
Sometimes.
I've really never been into an Applebee's since.
It really did some damage to you. But anyway, so we were just kind of, like, commiserating together because it does happen to all of us, and she told me the story, okay? So she does animal sitting. She watches dogs and whatnot. She house sits for people when they're out of town, and she was doing that for somebody, and they were also getting their kitchen done at the same time. So there was this work crew of guys in the kitchen while she was house sitting. So my friend Ryan was talking to this guy named Mark, right?
Ooh.
And Mark was getting all flirty and stuff. And this was over a couple day period of time. And then one night, Mark came into the kitchen and grabbed Ryan and kissed her right there over the burners. Like
this is
I
like
mean,
the start of a video.
Exactly, exactly. Just went into the kitchen, grabbed her, and started kissing her. And she was like, I was so caught off
That's
guard.
It's like a moment.
And not only that, he's a lot younger than her. He's like 10 to
Go
15
her.
Years younger than her. So she was totally Ooh. Caught off guard. She was like, okay, Rayanne, but, still got it.
Yeah, but she was into it. This wasn't
she was
like
totally into it.
It was respectful.
Like, they were flirting, right? Oh, gotcha. And so, like, when it happened, it was unexpected. But
I
she liked
this.
It.
Did
right?
he have his tool belt on?
So, I know it was so much stuff.
Oh,
it was
your
so
hammer,
hot
so,
and sexy, yeah. right? So then they start talking, and he was just like, you know, I really like you, and I'd love if you come over to my house for dinner sometime. Maybe we can keep this going. And she's like, okay. So she got really excited, and the next night she said she went over to his house for dinner. And she gets there, and the first thing she noticed is she doesn't smell anything cooking. She doesn't see any dinner being prepared. And he's sitting on his couch eating a bowl of soup and doesn't offer her anything. So she was like,
you always offer a woman soup.
You
toss her a can and a can opener to help yourself.
First thing you do, here's your soup, lady. But no, so he didn't offer her anything. And so she just caught, she was like, this is weird. You know, I thought we were going to go out to dinner or
that
whatever.
Is weird.
And so she, before she could bring it up though, he started like getting closer to her and then they start banging out again, right?
Not again.
So then they're sitting
Did
on
he
the
have
couch.
His tool belt on?
He probably kept it on just for good luck.
Reflective vest.
But no, so yeah, so they're sitting on the couch doing stuff and it starts to go a little further than she wants it to. So she's like, okay, wait, you know, I'm not comfortable going all
Hold
that.
Up.
Exactly. And she's like, I'm not looking for just a one night stand type of situation.
She's like, I'm not
looking...
just looking for a bowl of soup.
Yes,
I want a steak
exactly.
dinner.
You need to give me more than soup, homie. And so, you know, they kind of stopped a little bit, but then she's like, can I go use your restroom? And he's like, totally. So here's where it gets interesting. She walks through the kitchen and she notices on the refrigerator there are pictures of children that look just like him. And then as she makes her way to the bathroom, there is a nursery being built in the bedroom across the hall from the bathroom. But what,
so?
Jeremy? Okay. So she goes out and, you know, Ryan is an adult
grown
woman.
So he's got
woman,
kids.
So she asks him. She feels he's married. I mean, the way she explained it, she's like, I felt like this man was married and I just walked into a situation I did not want to be in.
Well, the nursery being built.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she comes out and she asks Mark, are you married? Flat out. And he's like, oh, no. He's like, and then she said, well, what about the pictures and the nursery? Oh, this is my brother's house. Those are my nephews.
Okay.
So I'm just at my brother's house.
So that's legit.
She didn't believe him. She didn't feel good about his answer, so she left, right? The next
day. No, the pictures of the children.
Looked just like him.
Did they have little tool belts on? Out of
no,
curiosity.
They didn't.
Okay,
no, they
so
didn't.
It's not confirmed then that they are his kids.
She didn't tell me that specifically,
okay.
but I'm just
assuming.
All right,
please continue.
Okay, so anyway, the next day when she's, you know, they're back at the kitchen and, you know, they're
she
working on
back.
It and she's, well, because she's house-sitting still.
Okay, gotcha.
And they're working on the kitchen. So she asks his coworker, hey, Austin, is Mark married? And Austin says, yeah.
Oh,
Mark,
no.
Not only that.
There it is.
Because she's like, well, where's Mark's family then? Where's Mark? Yeah. And he says, they're visiting her family in Minnesota before the baby comes.
No.
She's pregnant! No. So that, no, this and the story's not even over yet.
Oh, my
story's
God, there's
not even
more?
Over yet. Because then the house owners come home. And my friend Ryan, again, she's a grown woman and she's going to do it. So she tells him, she's like, how well do you know Mark and the people who are working on your kitchen? And she says, well, Mark's an old family friend. So the homeowner
knows Mark
and his family. So then
Tell
Ryan tells
me she
them,
told
she
them.
Told her everything. She told her everything. And now
Why
Mark's,
would he do that then?
Because Mark's getting a divorce.
Oh.
Yeah, she's divorcing him now.
Oh.
No, now
they
that
weren't.
She found out. After she told her what happened with Ryan, that wife was like, heck to the no.
So then the wife
I'm
found
out. And now they're getting a divorce.
What?
And good for, I just like, I was so proud of that wife. I don't even know that woman, but I'm like, good
sure.
for you, lady. No, that's hard to do when you're pregnant.
That
I
is,
cannot imagine.
It's ballsy on his
it
part
is.
To do that in a house where he knows
yes.
the family.
Right? And even. Clearly he's done this before, or the wife wouldn't have been so quick to pack up her stuff and leave. I mean, she took the kids. She moved to Minnesota to
she
be
bounced.
With her family again. So
Dang.
It's like they completely, parted ways.
That's wild.
And, you know, Ryan, she feels a little bad about it, but also she's like, I feel like it was my duty to tell everybody. I'm like, absolutely. Like, I'd probably do the same thing.
And you're like, I talk about this on the radio?
I did ask her. I was like, can I tell people about this? Because again, it goes into when you're dealing with stuff like this, like, you know, Chicago guy treated me like absolute crap. And it's only in hindsight that I can see that now. But to be able to talk with other people about it and feel like, you know, there are people out there feeling like I am. It
had to make you feel good.
And I hated it. And I told her that. I was like, I don't
want... It made you feel good in a bad way,
kind of. It makes me feel not alone is a better way to put it. That other people go through this too. And we get through it, you know? And
you'll
so that's the big thing. But man, I
it's too bad because it started so like hot.
I know.
Like it started like a rom-com, you know? You got your house sitting, you got a hot dude in his flannel and his work boots and a tool belt. And he, you know, embraces you in the kitchen and you make out.
And
I mean, that would give anybody goosies.
Yeah. It really would.
It would give me goosies if this guy came over and gave me kisses.
My.
But the red flag was probably the soup. I mean,
well,
that
exactly.
Yeah, what is that?
Sitting on the couch eating soup.
Do we know
like,
what kind of soup he was eating?
I think
help
vegetable
yourself.
Beef, Jared. I think it was the yeah. It's just a
vegetable
dumb
beef.
Soup.
That's a dumb soup.
Mark's dumb.
Well, yeah. Go for a chicken noodle
you and your
guy.
Dumb
for
soup,
sure.
Mark.
Well, thank you for that story. That was fantastic. I love it.
You're welcome.
I love other people's drama so much.
So juicy.